Diaz from Greenway Parks. This is the Rorschach Spain update on the 12th of March, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First, update on Spain and the war in the Middle East. On Monday the 9th, President Pedro Sanchez reaffirmed the government's no-to-war stance after Donald Trump threatened to cut off all U.S. trade with Spain for refusing to support American attacks on Iran or to allow the use of jointly operated bases in southern Spain. Sanchez warned that the escalating Middle East conflict was like playing Russian roulette with the destiny of millions and urged the U.S., Israel, and Iran to halt the war. He argued governments must not support actions that violate their values out of fear of reprisals. Trump criticized Spain during a meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and also attacked UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. European Union and the European Commission defended the peninsula, stressing that threats against one member state amount to threats against the entire continent. Meanwhile, on Sunday the 8th, thousands of people marched across the country on International Women's Day demanding gender equality while also protesting war and the global rise of the far right. This year, marches also strongly condemned conflicts, including the wars in Iran, Ukraine, and Gaza. Feminist groups warned that hard-won rights could be threatened by growing authoritarian and reactionary movements worldwide. Spanish Equality Minister Ana Redondo also linked feminism with peace activism, stressing solidarity with women affected by conflict worldwide. Despite continuing divisions with Spanish feminism, particularly over the trans law and approaches to prostitution, large marches took place in cities such as Madrid, Barcelona, and Sevilla in the south. Policy news. Spanish government has proposed a universal child benefit payment of 200 euros per month for every child under 18 to reduce child poverty and support families. The proposal was initially announced in February, but full details were revealed on Monday the 9th. The policy will apply to all families legally residing in Spain, including single-parent, adoptive, and foster families. Each child would receive 200 euros monthly, 2,400 annually, regardless of household income. The proposal is part of Spain's Sustainable Development Strategy for 2030, but has not yet been approved and must pass through Parliament and be included in the national budget before taking effect. If implemented, it would cost about 19 billion euros per year and could become one of the country's largest anti-poverty initiatives. Critics question whether the policy is financially sustainable without raising taxes or cutting spending elsewhere. Speaking of spending, on Monday the 9th, the European Commission approved a 200 million euro Spanish subsidy program aimed at strengthening Spain's electric vehicle supply chain. The funding is part of Spain's industrial initiative and will support the manufacturing of electric vehicle batteries, hydrogen components, and related technologies. The program also promotes the production and recycling of critical raw materials needed for e-mobility. The scheme aligns with the EU's aid framework introduced in 2025 to accelerate investment in key sectors, and Teresa Rivera, the European Commission's Executive Vice President for Competition, said the investment would strengthen Europe's energy autonomy and resilience while advancing the transition away from fossil fuels. On Tuesday the 10th, the country announced plans to formally pardon 53 women who were imprisoned as teenagers by institutions linked to the dictatorship of Francisco Franco. The women were detained by the Board for the Protection of Women, a network of centers run largely by religious orders that punish girls who were considered to be morally at risk or who had allegedly deviated from religious rules. For example, suspected sex workers. The system expanded after the Spanish Civil War to control women's behavior and remained active until 1985, a decade after Franco's death. Part of the plans, a central government will recognize the survivors as victims of Francoist repression and declare the punishments imposed on them null and void. However, victims groups argue that the pardons alone are insufficient, calling instead for full truth, justice, and reparations. Head south to Andalusia on Friday the 6th. Malaga's Port Authority approved the installation of new controversial sculptures on a six-month trial basis. They were originally planned to be displayed for 25 years. The sculptures, created by Ceuta-born artist Ginés Serrán Pagán, includes a 5-meter Roman Venus with a sun, a Neptune holding a fishing net, and two smaller lions. The project has been controversial since its announcement in 2024. Several cultural institutions have criticized the sculptures as kitsch and out of place in the city's historic setting. The Real Academia de Bellas Artes in San Telmo even argued that the pieces resembled superhero imagery rather than reflecting Malaga's heritage. Continuing with art news, the Museo Nacional de Arte de Catalunya is set to undergo a major expansion to increase exhibition space and improve access in Barcelona, with completion planned for 2029. The project will cost millions, and the museum's main entrance will move closer to the city center and next to the historic columns of Plaza España designed by Josep Puig y Cadafalch. The redesign completes a vision that was first proposed in 1934, but was interrupted by the Civil War and the subsequent dictatorship. Sports news. On Monday the 9th, Egoitz Bujeska, a 15-year-old from the Basque country in the north, became the world champion after winning the final of the World Skateboarding Championship in São Paulo, Brazil. Teenager has been considered a rising star in the sports for several years. At the age of 13, he had already placed fifth at the World Championship and successfully performed the difficult 900 trick, first popularized by skateboarding legend Tony Hawk. After his victory, Bujeska said his next major goal is competing at the X Games and representing the country in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, where he is expected to be among the favorites. According to Euronews Weekly, the country is becoming one of Europe's safest and most attractive travel destinations. In 2026, particularly along the Costa del Sol in the south, tourism experts have said that global instability for destinations, particularly in the Middle East, is redirecting affluent visitors towards southern Spain. For local economies, it's a complicated win. While increased visitors mean investment in jobs, it also pushes up property prices and rental costs, especially in popular towns. Can golf, a sport long associated with privilege, reinvent itself? News outlet El País' Diego Rojas Castilla discussed the sport shedding its elitist image, with participation nearing 100,000 registered players, according to the Royal Madrid Golf Federation. According to the article, grassroots groups are helping fuel a shift. The movement is especially visible in Madrid, home to 34 golf facilities and Europe's largest golf school, including programs for people with disabilities. Castillo's point: golf in Spain is becoming less exclusive and much more accessible. Thoughts about this traditional elitist sport? Link in the show notes. And finally, an opinion piece this week. Paco Cerdá, Spanish correspondent for the New York Times, explored how the country's defiance of President Trump has sparked a rare sense of patriotism for him. After President Pedro Sanchez announced that Spain would not allow the U.S. to use jointly operated military bases for operations against Iran, Cerdá felt pride when Trump criticized Spain as a terrible ally and threatened trade sanctions. For Cerdá, Sanchez's refusal marks a firm assertion of sovereignty and a pushback against outside pressure. So it raises a question. Even for those who rarely feel patriotic, is there a sense of pride when a country defends its autonomy and principles against a powerful nation and its autocratic leader? Full article in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Anything you want to tell us? info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.